today is a beautiful Tuesday. It's like 60 degrees outside. And so I got out of the office and walked to do some errands. I went to the market at Burham Hall in the square there by the courthouse. And from there, went to the post office to drop off some packages and then over to Duane Reade to pick up a prescription. And I guess this is just what you do, you know, in your morning errands here. You get out, you walk to your places and get your things and take care of business. So after I did that, I sat outside Burrow Hall and just watched the people. And gosh, it's like, this is not the time to go back. So I want to find a place for some breakfast. So I walked up to my favorite place, Iris Cafe, had a breakfast. And I mean, I don't know, I'm kind of quiet today and thoughtful and just kind of been the way in the mood that I've been in here as of late, thinking about work, thinking about clients, thinking about projects, thinking about me and my life and personal issues and things like that. And so that quietness was just with me, I suppose. And as I'm sitting in Iris Cafe, there's a gentleman who I recognize that is either the owner or proprietor or manager of the cafe, because in all the years I've been going there, I've always seen him behind the counter. And today he was set up on a table with his laptop, looked like he was probably doing some accounting or taxes or something. And I'm sitting next to him and really not paying any attention, other than when I sat down, we caught each other's eye and I said hello. So a little bit later, I'm eating breakfast and he gets up to pour my water. He just saw that my water was getting low, so he pours me water. It's like, wow, thank you. And then there was another moment, and by the way, he's not my waiter, right? He's sitting there doing accounting work. And a few minutes later, I look around, I get my eggs and avocado toast, so I'm kind of looking around trying to find or make eye contact with my waiter to get some Cholula. I'm a Texan, you know. And so I can't find my waiter or make eye contact with him, so this gentleman next to me gets up immediately and comes over and says, do you need something? And I'm like, yeah, I could use some hot sauce or Cholula. He's like, of course. So he goes and gets it and brings it back to my table. Kindness. Attentiveness. It warmed my heart. So I leave there. And of course, after I pay the bill and I'm walking out, he stands up and gestures to me, thank you so much for me coming in. And I leave. Get out into this gorgeous day in New York City, Brooklyn Heights. I walk down by the pier. It's kind of the long walk home, but I thought, you know, I'm here. Why walk through the neighborhood and cut it short? I'm going to live in this moment of this beautiful day, and I'm going to take the long way down by the pier. So I get down to the pier. The view is spectacular. The sky is so blue. And I get a ding on the phone, and it's my friend Vasilimus from Greece, from Athens. And he's Skyping me. So I stop for a moment under one of the umbrellas at the picnic area, sitting in front of the beautiful Manhattan skyline, and I'm texting back and forth with Vass for a few minutes, just talking about silly things. And I tell him that, you know, I'm here. I send him a snap of the skyline and just enjoying some friendly bantering. And as I'm sitting here, this group of Hasidic Jews begin to walk down the lane or avenue or walk area here by the pier. And of course it catches my eye. I've got my phone. I'm thinking, oh, maybe I'll snap some pics. You know, these are so always such interesting people. And so many thoughts go through my mind. The first thought that came to my mind was looking at them at first glance, I thought, these are broken people. They just seemed broken. And then I caught myself and I thought, no. You know, why are you thinking they're broken? Because they're Hasidic Jews? Maybe that's just the life that they love. And so my mind goes into, you know, a million different avenues of thought. And as these guys get closer, they begin to emerge on the table where I'm sitting. And there are several tables around me that are completely empty, but they choose to come right where I am. And as they come closer and begin to sit all around me, and I'm observing, I notice that they're all special needs. And these are special needs adult men, Jewish men. So they all have on their yarmulkes, and many of them with their curls and their long hair and their hats and the typical garb that you see people in that religious sect wear. And so I was really interested now. So I'm just observing and watching. I do take a couple of private snaps, of course, with my camera, without being caught. Very interesting. And I notice as I'm sitting there that there are a couple of guys in the group that are the caretakers, and they're feeding these men. And I hear them say, "Slow down, slow down." Or I hear one come over and say, "You know, you need to unpack your lunch. You've got to eat." And helping him get out his tuna salad and a spoon. And then I hear another guy on the other side singing some of his Jewish-styled traditional songs under his breath, but loud enough where I could hear, stomping his foot to the rhythm. I see another man who can barely communicate, and one of the workers is there with him to help him feed his food to him. And I was just so overwhelmed with love in witnessing just the simple act of caretaking. You know, people who care enough, number one, they're made of that, they're cut of the cloth that can endure things like that. They're made to help other people, I would like to think anyway. And I'm looking, and this man comes right around on the other side of the picnic table from where I was sitting. And he's just sitting there, and he kind of caught my eye, and I'm like, "Hello." He said, "Hi." I said, "Is this a school?" And he said, "No, it's a community center." And we began talking to each other. And I just said, "You know, it warms my heart that you're doing this for these people." And he's like, "Thank you. You know, we care for them. This is our work. This is what we do." I sat for a couple more minutes, and I gathered my things and thought, okay, it's time to get back to work. So I'm walking back now. That's why you're hearing all this noise as I walk past all the construction for the new high-rises they're building right here on the East River facing Manhattan. And again, I just am overwhelmed at life here and how it teams together. In all the troubles that there are in the world today, what I've witnessed in just my short morning and lunch adventure is human kindness at work. Someone who, A, in their job, cared enough about a customer to keep a watchful eye, to make sure that this single lady who was eating by herself was well tended to. I mean, he didn't have to do those things, but he did. And then coming across this very unusual group of people who are struggling just to do the things I take for granted, like walking, picking up a fork, and eating my food. And the people who are dedicated to helping them have a better day, helping them have a better life in some way. So, folks, that's what it's all about in my head. It doesn't have to get much more complicated than that. Be nice, be kind, be aware of those around you, and most of all, find that work, find that thing that you can do that contributes to society, that matches who you are and your personality. There's something out there for all of us. God knows I'm constantly looking to find that match for me in life as far as work and contributing. That's what it's all about. Anyway, kind of a long thought, but I wanted to share this podcast with you today to say, keep your head up and look for a way give kindness to somebody else. If we were all doing that, it would solve all the problems of the world. Peace out, my friends.